Eric Wat Vishnupur King. Hillel used to say, if I am not for myself, who will be for me? And if I am only for myself, what am I? And if not now, when? My name is Anna, Anna Yaffe, and I'm 18. Actually, my whole name is Anna Reba Alta Yaffe. They gave me the name Alta when I was 3 years old. I was very, very ill. And somehow they thought that if they gave me a different name, it would confuse the angel of death. I'm still alive, but I don't think the angel is confused. He's very close all the time. But so far, he hasn't picked me. I'm not sure he's confused because life here in Latvia in 1906 is not easy. Twice as hard if you're Jewish. Living under the Tsar, well, I'm not so sure it's really living. The pogroms haven't gotten to us yet. We live in Krustopils, but I know it will. My father tells me it's not coming. He figures since he knows the Goyish sheriff and that they're friends, we'll be protected and nothing will happen to us. Well, I just don't think that can be possible. And even if it were, what about my brothers and sisters? What about all the people all over Latvia who are suffering, who are dying, who are being killed and maimed? And why? I just don't understand. And what am I supposed to do? My mother thinks I should just, like, you know, use my hands to shell peas and put my head in a book. And my sweet mother, I love her so much, but I can't do that. It's my job to be out there protesting, making a better life for all of my family, for all of us. I have to do that. If I don't do it, well then, what's going to happen to us? I just don't know. I know that people in my movement get arrested all the time. They disappear. I'm not even sure where they go. But I still have to take that chance. I just know that I have to. Yes, Papa? What? What are you saying? What do you mean, pack a few things? America? Yes, I want to go tomorrow? How can that be? What are you talking about? He says, I was on the square, and Malofsky stands casually by my side and whispers in my ear just loud enough for me to hear, get her out of here by sunup. Otherwise, I have to arrest her. And that's it. That's all. My father is putting me on a boat to America tonight. I can hardly breathe. What to take? How to say goodbye to my family? My mother, who's unable to stop crying, as she ties her diamond ring in a handkerchief and ties it onto my chemise, where hopefully, nobody will find it. Questions are whirling around in my head. Will I ever see my parents again? Louis, my brother, is going with me, but the other five are all staying here. Will I ever see my brothers and sisters again? How can I leave Kate here? She's my sister, but she's my best friend, my other soul. They tell me I have cousins in Baltimore. That's where we're going. And when we get there, freedom, opportunity, safety are waiting for me. All the things I've been fighting for. But I think I'm lonely already. And I'm not sure I know how to do this. Baltimore in 1920 is a good place to live. I'm married now. I have two healthy children. My wonderful mama died before I could get back to see her. Somehow, she never felt ready to cross the sea. Louis went back to Crystal Hills. He didn't like it in Baltimore. And he never returned. But the rest of my brothers and sisters all immigrated with our help. Kate remains my best friend and closest confidant. All of us together, we try to make a difference. We raise money any way we can. Anytime there's an extra piece of tzedakah, it goes to help bring more people to this country. We throw parties and people bring money. We do whatever we can because that's our job. Making sure that people that we love can be here where there's freedom, where we can stand tall, where we know who we are, and we can live that life, that Jewish life, without fear. There's always another Jew to bring over to the new country. What do I want my grandchildren to know? Family is the most important thing. And every Jew is family. Stand up for what you believe in, no matter what. Stand up. Be strong. Stand tall for who you are. Be willing to face the unknown for what you believe in. And don't forget about your brother and sister. Thank you.